Hi, thanks for joining me and welcome back to the Four Corners USA podcast. I'm Barry. You can always reach me at barrynv@gmail.com if you need to. I want to apologize because I've been trying to get my microphone to sound better. And in fact, I bought a new microphone and it actually, I think, sounded worse. trying to get the levels right with the background music. So if you've been having trouble hearing my voice and understanding what I'm saying, I apologize, and I'm aware of it, and I will make it better eventually. So we're going to start out today with an interesting story in the Durango Herald. It's interesting on several levels, one of which is, as a journalist, it's interesting to me that the most in-depth investigative story in the paper happens to be from the Sunday columnist and historian, Andrew Gilliford, who writes on the Southwest Life page, and he's talking this week about trash. And it's a story about a transfer station at Bluff, where you take trash, you dump your garbage there, and they transfer it to a bigger dump at some point. But it goes back in history to 2000, to the 1990s, actually, and talks about how this station was funded significantly by Indian Health Service, by the Navajos, and why it was created and all this. And then was unceremoniously turned over, given to a nonprofit group because they needed a bigger campground, apparently. It's an interesting story, and like I say, it's a kind of an investigative piece here on the features page, but it's certainly worth reading, and as another example of how quite frequently the Native American tribes, who did their best to improve their own lands and surroundings and do what they were supposed to do and make agreements with the local governments, excuse me, and then just get screwed. And it's not ancient history, it's recent history. So I urge you to read that story in the Southwest Life section of the Durango Herald in Sunday's edition, and see what you think about it. Another interesting story I like, this is actually an opinion column, and on a topic that we've been, while I turn the page here, that I've been talking about quite a bit, is the cleanup costs for oil and gas wells in the Four Corners area. Companies are supposed to bond for the cleanup costs when they drill, and they, first of all, the bonding money set aside is nowhere near adequate for the actual cost of cleanup. And there's actually even worse than that. Companies are able to post one bond no matter how many wells they drill. So it's a ridiculous environmental disaster that's happening today, and is just going to get worse in the future. There's a column in the Sunday Herald from Aaron Kindle and Jason Keith, who talk about how some solutions for improving those bonding requirements, and that Teresa Ledger Fernandez, a Democrat from New Mexico, has introduced legislation for abandoned well cleanup. When you talk about the demise of the oil and gas industry in this corner of the world, the Four Corners corner of the world, one of the things that can help ease the unemployment that needs to be done is the cleanup on all these hundreds and thousands of wells that are leaking, that are being abandoned, and the damage they continue to do to the air, to the water, and so on. Well, if those were adequately funded, there would be plenty of jobs to go around. Okay, I'm going to be back with a little more news in just a moment. We're going to turn now to a story in the Farmington Daily Times. This is pretty big news for Farmington. It's the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announcing over the weekend that Farmington was selected as one of 20 cities worldwide where a new temple will be constructed. So this is a big deal for Farmington and for the Mormon community. But like a lot of stories, and I'll apologize in advance if you're a fan of the Farmington Daily Times or somebody who works there, I spent a lot of years as a journalist, and it drives me crazy when I see holes in stories, and I see a lot of them in the Farmington Daily Times. This particular one talks about this temple that's going to be constructed. Says what a great thing it is. Says there's no real timeline. It could take years for this to get built, but it never says where. Remember the old who, what, when, where, why, and how? Well, where is one of the more important of those five W's. And yes, I realize it's Farmington, but I can't assume, or I have to assume that before announcing you're going to undertake a major construction project, that you probably already have the site picked out and know where it's going to be built. But this story never answers that question, so still like to know where in Farmington they're going to build a Mormon temple. Okay, I've got one more item to talk about that's out of what's become one of my favorite papers here in the Four Corners area, and that's the San Juan Record in Utah. And this will be something that I'm going to look forward to because, of course, the San Juan Record's a weekly newspaper, and they have the story that Interior Secretary Deb Haaland was going to visit San Juan County, and she in fact did that, and there was quite a bit of coverage in the area of her visit and her meeting with council of various tribal interests in the Bears Ears National Monument. And she toured and took a look around and so on. But I'm looking forward to next week when I get to read what in the San Juan Record, what they thought of that visit and what happened over there. So we'll be back with that with the next episode, assuming there's something interesting in there. Okay. Speaking of coming back, I'll be back with the next Four Corners quiz in just a moment. It's time for the Four Corners quiz. Last time I gave you an easy one. I think it was easy anyway, so I'll try and be a little tougher this time. But the question last episode was, of the Four Corners states, which one does not have a San Juan County? Now, if you're a resident of this area, you're familiar with it at all, that should be easy, because San Juan County in Colorado is Silverton. San Juan County in Utah, Monticello, that area. San Juan County in New Mexico, the most populous by far of those three, is Farmington. And so that leaves Arizona as the only one of the four that does not have a San Juan County. Okay, here's a tough question. I think it's a pretty tough question anyway. Let's see whose official portrait features this person on a horse in front of the Bear's Ears Buttes. Okay, that's your question. Tell me the official, pretty high-ranking official. Their official portrait is on a horse in front of the Bear's Ears Buttes. Okay, I'll have the answer next time. See you later.